having the pandemic come on so strong and change our whole outlook on life and our interaction with food and with people, and to notice how frail food systems are.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and from right down the street where I live in Great Falls, Great Falls Harvest and Market. Chris Menegoni is the co-owner of Great Falls Harvest with Bridget. I can't tell you how many times during the pandemic it was great to see in front of the market there on Avenue A free vegetables for people who might need them, or how my family got your family style to-go stuff to bring home for a great meal with a bunch of friends in our backyard in the darkest of times during the pandemic. But what has been going on as we hopefully are coming out of it right now, Chris?
Yes, well, I'd actually like to, that was Great Falls Apple Corps. We worked with them, but that we let them use the space. We worked together, and it was really nice to be able to do that in such a time, to have, you know, foods available and working through, you know, other farms and that gleaned vegetables and other things. So that was a collaboration. I just want to make sure that they got their dues for their hard work.
So what's been going on with the market and the restaurant as of late?
As of late, we're going through a transitional period. We're looking at, I guess, continuing the sustainable concept to the next level of smaller farming, forest farming, and a 30 by 30 initiative, trying to produce 30% of our food right here from our own environment as opposed to places across the country and the world.
And by right here, do you mean our valley, or do you mean even smaller than that?
Western Mass, New England.
I think what would be helpful for people to hear a little bit about, Chris, is sort of, you know, the vision you had when you initially started the restaurant, and then maybe take us through how the pandemic affected your own thinking and providing for the community to reach this new spot of thinking.
Sure. Yeah, we, you know, when we opened up 7 years ago, we were just a restaurant. There was a vision to make a market out of the adjacent space on Avenue A, and finally, we were hoping to be opening, geez, over a year now before the pandemic started. But, you know, the initial thing was always to make food healthy using local ingredients. And to a next level, the idea of local is a fad, and it's a good fad, but it sometimes it can be smoke and mirrors, where you get a meal where there's a small percentage of something that's local and other things aren't necessarily as local or as produced with as much integrity, we'll say, especially related to proteins and things like that. So we moved into doing single origin, whole animals, and working with the whole animal, which, you know, you don't have that same little center cut piece every time, but you know that there's going to be quality. You know that it was produced in an environment that was healthy for the animal and for the planet, you know, and that's moving forward what we're looking at to the next level of, you know, row cropping and monocropping and those sorts of things, even if they are organic practices, aren't necessarily best for us moving forward.
Can you give me an example from your menu?
Yeah, I mean, right now we get pork and beef, lamb and goat, chickens as well, from a few different farms that are smaller, Frizzle Hill Farm being one where we get goat, and no such thing as a free lunch farm. We get lamb from, along with Little Brook Farm, you know, farms that are relatively close, one town over or in town.
You know, you're mission-driven, and it's clear by what you've been saying to us here, but your food is exquisite, and so it is so flippin' delicious.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's the beauty is that good ingredients, they do have a great flavor to them, and we have spice blends and a phone going off in the background.
That's the life of a restaurateur.
Yes. That's one of the things moving forward is looking at, you know, things that are right here that are not just healthy for us to eat, but they're healthy to grow for the environment around it, as opposed to tearing up land to plant things and to create a system that doesn't work so well with nature. I have a feeling that, you know, I have my garden in my backyard. We have 0.17 acres, and it's mostly food that we're growing. I prefer to weed than mow, but that little system works great. A lot of rain, too much rain, but if you are, you know, row cropping on a hillside and you have some dainty greens, they might have been washed to the bottom, which is sort of showcasing what's happening here, which is, you know, it is New England, and you never know what to expect weather-wise, but it's going to continue to change. And if we can adapt to utilize things that will thrive here as opposed to trying to force things to grow, or use more energy than necessary to make things grow because they're what we're used to.
And Chris, you've been sharing with me that, you know, part of your change in thinking is also to continue to deepen the cooperation you do with other, you know, independent entrepreneurial forward-thinking people who have their expertise around food and creating food that works for people and their diets and the health and the planet. Can you give us an example of another person or another business that will be in your, you know, infrastructure, your kitchen?
Yes. Well, currently, Sage Green Botanical is, we are sharing space with them. We opened up the dining room and made some alterations to the layout, and now they have a space to practice. And we're looking at combining efforts within the cafe and within other parts of food that we can take a meal that was something that maybe is already on the menu, so to speak, but look at how can we augment that with a few other ingredients that, you know, where it's already a healthy dish, there's already healthy things happening, but you can just take it to that next level as opposed to, oh, I think I'll have a cup of orange juice and I'm going to get me some vitamin C to, you know, the you know, an elderberry syrup or some other thing that you can make out of the, you know, more a hearty medicinal uses, you know, in daily life and not so much as just a special occasion.
Chris Menegoni, the co-owner of Great Falls Harvest in Turner's Falls, the restaurant in Great Falls Market, which is part of the restaurant. We're really lucky to have you in the town where I live on that Avenue A, and the food is delicious. I've never been disappointed, and I can't wait till times get a little more normal and the market is going full steam ahead, and your culinary vision and your ecological and societal vision is inspirational. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, we can find out all about our local heroes making great local food from our valley at buylocalfood.org.